As I feel the first sparks of your call, I realize that you still hold tight to the belief that I'm somehow bound by summonings, that I can neither visit you without one, nor decline to appear in response. I smile for myself at the absurdity of it, the thought that a demon of my order is so easily controlled by mortal whims. But I enjoy gifting you that sense of control, letting you play pretend at dominance for just a little while. So, as the summoning courses through me, I graciously answer, following the thread to you. It's late night in your realm, as always. Your room shining with the seductive glimmer of so many candles. And there you are, still sat on the floor, looking up at my naked body with the kind of adoration usually reserved for the gods. I'm no deity, but I am the only being worthy of your worship. Taking in the scene, your supplies, the summoning circle, my, it's well drawn, much more so than before. How diligent you are in your pursuit of me, working tirelessly to do better, to make me proud. And that devotion seals your fate. Tonight, I will claim you properly. Close off now, I insist, brooking no argument. You rush to comply. Such an obedient pet, gladly revealing all of yourself to me. Satan below, look how fucking hard you are already. I am more than ready to use that for my pleasure, to draw wave after wave of ecstasy from your cock, but I need to make you mine first. Rituals before rides, as they say. I push you back to the floor so you're laid out before me, prepared for whatever I decline to give or take. Kneeling down between your thighs, I lean forward to press your hands above your head, commanding you to keep them there with just a look. Confident in your compliance, I turn my attention to your need. A quick flick of my tongue on the tip to begin. As the first moan escapes your throat, I lick the length of you, slow, torturous strokes, and again, and again, and again, teasing you, tormenting you, until you finally start to beg like the needy boy you are. I swallow your cock in response, positive reinforcement for proper behavior. As I suck you off, cheeks hollowed, fast and rough, I vocalize my satisfaction. Let it vibrate against you. Feel how proud I am in this moment. My moans, tangible rewards for your submission. Making eye contact, I see your desperation. A soul deep need to thrust into my mouth. But I've trained you too well for that, haven't I? That's right. Relax now, and take what I give you. Nothing more, nothing less. Now that tells me you're on the edge. So I take one final drag before I release you with a loud pop. Hush now. I won't leave you there. Both fists wrap around you, grip perfectly tight. A little bit of pain with the pleasure. I set a rapid pace, stroking you with the same further, loudly fucking you with later. Within moments, I feel that first twitch of your cock in my hand, and then your pangs in your stomach and cum. This is such a beautiful offering to me, and I tell you so. You did so well for me, pet. Sultry whispers, punctuated by your lingering moans of pleasure. I admire the view for a moment before getting to work. My fingers gathering your desire like paint on a palette. You're confused by this, I know. You don't understand the meaning of the symbols that I draw with your spill. I've made artwork of your chest before long. My true name spelt in cum, branding you as mine. A claim made with and accepted by your body. Then I speak the words and it is done. My possession of you made reality. Never again will you have another unless I will it. The look in your eyes as you realize the weight of it is a sight to behold. But don't worry, pet. I'll reward you for it. You're all mine now, and I won't see your needs go unmet, so long as you obey. Bending down, a soft kiss, before I whisper praise in your ear, promises of pleasure for the submission you've given. I straddle your lip and press down, bringing my wet cunt against you as I trail kisses down your neck. Your cock hardens against me, quick to recover and eager to serve. As if you sense my impatience. Lifting up, positioning you just so. Then I sink down to take you in one go. You cry out as I feel myself. A mix of intense bliss at the tight fit and a desperate need for friction, motion, more. But I hold us there. Forcing you to remember that I am in control. To acknowledge that you are and will forevermore be bound by my whim. But you're a lucky boy tonight. It's a moment and nothing more. No endless hours of edging. No. I'm already bouncing on your cock rough and fast. Showing you the benefit of being mine. 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 The word ringing in my head as I look down your cum, spelling my name. But I need more. I need to hear you say it. Tell me who you belong to. An order between panted breaths. You answer, barely able to respond. Between the noises I'm drawing out from the core of you, it's not enough. You need the full of it to give me the answer I deserve. So I tell you my true name, slowly, so your mortal mind can comprehend the sloping sound. Once I am certain you have it, I ask again. And you answer the call, verbalizing my possession of you so perfectly. I ride you harder in response, hands pressed on you for purchase, pussy gripping your needy cock impossibly tight. That's right. You belong to me, only me. You're mine today, tomorrow, forever in this life, and your next. That is my name on your chest. Do you understand? Don't get distracted now. Answer my question. Insolent boy, too lost in my country focus. I freeze in place. Grip your jaw tight and lean forward so you have nowhere to look but my eyes. So you can see the danger you're in. I'll only ask one final time before there are consequences. My decision to repeat myself at all a reward for your otherwise exemplary performance this evening. You are mine. Do you understand? That's my good boy. The positive reply flowing from your lips as if you are reciting a prayer. Endless promises of commitment and repentance. It turns me on when you revere me so. Keep going. Keep speaking. Feel how my soaking wet pussy tightens around you in response. You're shaking now. Your body begging for a second orgasm as your mouth still recites stanzas of adoration and obedience. You can come, but only with me. So resist that urge until I give you permission. Chasing that pleasure, I lean back on my thighs and take a free hand to tease my clit while I use your cock. Rough, fast, deep. Almost releasing you entirely before thrusting back down. Fuck, that's it. There, there, there. The orgasm starts to rise, a tingle and a spark before the waves come crashing down, and I swear to fuck. If you move a muscle before I... Now! Come inside me, fucking fill me. Now! 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 We scream in harmony, a chorus of satisfaction made more by our new bond. Our bodies tighten and release in sync. My cum covering you as yours fill me. I lean forward and drop my head to your chest in post-bliss haze, nuzzling softly against your neck before making a final demand. As you can see again, be a good pet and come lick me clean. The ritual's not quite over after all.